Hello. Hello. Okay. 弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢教会给我这个机会，让我能够在这里来跟大家分享我的见证。
I'm thankful that I can be here to share my testimony.
我想利用这段时间来跟大家分享神怎么样带领我经过生病还有治疗的过程。
I would like to share with you how the Lord led me through a journey of cancer and the treatment.
我想今天我所分享的只能代表我个人所走过的经历，而不代表其他的癌症病人也必须要这样走。
What I am about to share is only my personal experience. Not all cancer patients go through the same path.
因为每个人情况都不一样，有的轻微，有的比较严重。
For each situation is different. Some less serious, some more serious.
我虽然已经走过这整个治疗的过程，但是我还有一些亲爱的朋友，他们现在仍然在走这条不容易的道路。
Although I myself have finished all my treatments, some of my dear friends are still in the middle of this challenging journey.
那么他们每一个人呢，在与癌症搏斗的过程当中所经历的挣扎和痛苦都是非常真实的。
And the struggles each one of them face are very real.
我虽然自己走过这条路，但是我却是何等的希望他们不需要来经历这些痛苦。
Now that I have gone through this journey, I sincerely wish that they did not have to go through the suffering that I have been through.
但我也深信，如果他们真的能够靠着神的恩典走过来的话，那么他们一定会变成一个非常不一样的人。
But I truly believe that when they, by God's grace, walk through the journey, their lives will be totally transformed.
就在大概去年的这个时候，有一次教会的主日崇拜之后。那么因为下雨，所以有很多的车子陷在泥巴里。
About a year ago, one Sunday after worship, many cars in the parking lot were stuck in mud due to heavy rain.
那么我自不量力的去帮忙推车，结果呢，我的背部就开始感到疼痛。
I tried to help the cars out, and then start feeling pain on my upper back.
那么去看了医生，也做了复健，但是不但没有好转，反而越来越严重。
I went to see the doctor and also did rehab. But the situation got worse.
甚至我痛到晚上没有办法晚上没有办法躺在床上睡觉，而必须坐在摇椅上睡。那么，而且睡了一整个月。
To the point that I could not sleep on my back, and I had to sleep on a recliner, and this continued for about a month.
然而那个时候，我仍然是觉得说，我可能是因为肌肉拉伤，或者说是骨刺所造成的。
At that time, I still thought this might.Just be a muscle injury or some problems of the disc on my spine.
一直到有一天，我发现我的右手开始发麻，而且变得没有力气。
Until one day, I find that my right hand became very numb and very weak.
那么我的医生赶紧把我送进急诊室去做MRI 的扫描。
My doctor rushed me to the emergency for an MRI scan.
那天晚上呢？我在急诊室里面等到晚上两点才轮到我做 MRI。
I waited there until 2 a.m.
那做完之后没有多久，那么医生跑来对我说你的 MRI 结果不正常。
Shortly after the MRI, a doctor came to tell me that my MRI result was abnormal.
那么他说我的脊椎骨上在 T1 的那个骨节上有一块肿瘤。
There was an unknown mass around my T1 spine bone.
那么照他的经验来判断的话，可能是癌症，那么必须要赶快做手术，把那节脊椎骨那个切除掉。
And according to his experiences, it was very likely a tumor, and I needed to have surgery as soon as possible.
那么当医生离开以后呢，我一个人躺在昏暗的病房里，那么尝试去回想刚才医生对我所说的话。
When the doctor left, I was alone in the dark hospital room, trying to grasp what the doctor had just told me.
那这个宣判对我来说实在是太突然了，我一点准备，心理准备都没有。
This happened so suddenly that I was not at all prepared for it.
因为呢，我一直以来身体都非常的健康，我 我从来没有开过刀或住过院，而且我也很注意身体的保养。
I had always been quite healthy, never had surgeries or been hospitalized. I also took good care for myself.
那怎么会忽然之间得了这么重的病呢？
How could I have such serious disease?
我真的体会到那种被判处死刑的那种感觉。
I felt like I had been given a death sentence.
我觉得我好像不再有未来，我好像看见我的未来，我的生命好像在我的眼前慢慢变得昏暗。
I felt like I had no future anymore, and my entire life became very dark.
那我一切的计划，一切对未来的憧憬，好像在这个昏暗当中就渐渐的消失了。
All my plans and dreams for the future were disappearing in the darkness.
那个时候呢，我的心因为这个沉重的打击，完全的乱掉了。
My heart was so distressed.
我觉得一片茫然，好像忽然之间掉到那个急流里面，被水一路冲下去那种感觉。
I was very confused, and I felt like I was drowning in a huge Russian river.
我开始跟神祷告说：“主啊，这困难实在是太大了。我知道靠着我自己绝对没有办法平安的度过。我要在这件事情上面从头到尾依靠你。”
I started to pray to the Lord. Lord, this difficulty is so overwhelming that I know that I will never make it through by myself.I want to trust in you from the beginning to the end.
那么在这种这么无助的情况下，就因着这么简单的一个祷告，让我好像在这个急流当中忽然间看到了并且抓住了一块稳固的磐石，让我的心开始平静下来。
In such a helpless situation, just by the simple prayer, it seems that I find a solid rock to hold on to in this Russian river, and my heart started quieting down.
我知道当一个人在一个极大的苦难当中，他最常的问的一个问题就是，为什么是我？
I know when people face great trials, the first question we often ask is, why me?
因为实在是看不出这些苦难，这些痛苦到底有什么意义。
Because we cannot see the meaning of suffering.
而一个人是很难去忍受那种没有意义，没有价值的痛苦。
And it is very difficult for anyone to endure in meaningless suffering.
那么就在这个时候，有一句很有力的经文出现在我的心里。
But at this moment, a powerful verse came to my mind.
就是诗篇三十九篇第九节，那里说到，因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
Psalm 39:9 says, I was silent, I will not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this.
我觉得我没有办法一边来信靠神，而一边却来质问神说，神啊，你为什么让我遇到这样的事情？
I realized that I could not on one hand trust in God, while on the other hand still question why God allowed this to happen to me.
因为这只会让我的心的信心动摇，并且陷入哀怨的里面。
For doing so would only weaken my faith, and I will be trapped in complaint and self-pity.
所以呢，那个时候我做了一个决定。
So at that time I made a decision.
我决定不向神问任何为什么的问题，并且呢，并且认定这件事情是出于神，或至少有他的容许，纵使我那个时候还不明白。
I would never question God why. Instead, I trusted that this happened by God's purpose, or at least has His permission. Even though I did not understand the reason.
感谢神，这个宣告就成了我们走这条道路的一个信心的锚。
Praise God that this decision became an anchor of our faith in this journey.
就像船在一个风浪当中，因着锚就不会被风吹动摇摆。
Just like a boat in a big storm, the anchor will keep the boat safe and stable.
所以每当我和小薇在很困难、很痛苦。甚至于信心很软弱的时候，我们都会回到这个信心的锚，就是这事是出于神，他必有他的美意。
So whenever Xiaowei and I were facing great difficulties, struggles, or weakness in our faith, we will always come back to this anchor of faith, which is this is from God. He has the best purpose in mind.
接下来，我就开始住院，准备开刀。
Then I was admitted, getting ready for surgery.
那么在前几天呢，前面几天呢，我做了很多的这个扫描的检验。
In the first few days, many scans and tests was done to help with the diagnosis.
那么之后呢，医生来到我们病房，对我们说，根据他初步 的判断，那么 和推测呢，我很可能得了一个叫做多发性的骨髓癌。
Doctor came and told us that the preliminary diagnosis was multiple myeloma.
那么这个病呢，这个病的那个存活率呢是非常非常的低。
And that the survival rate was really low.
当医生走了之后呢，我和小薇心情沉重的一句话都说不出来。
After they left, our hearts were so heavy that we could not say a word.
我觉得我这一生从来没有与死亡这么接近过。
I felt that I had never been so close to death in my whole life.
我本来仅存的一点点信心，现在忽然之间掉了满地，不知道要从何捡起。
The remaining faith in my heart suddenly was draining away.
就在这个时候小薇对我说，宋平，我们真的需要弟兄姐妹来为我们祷告，否则的话，我们真的会走不下去。
At this time, Xiao Wei told me, Song Ping, we need to ask brothers and sisters to pray for us. We won't be able to make it on our own.
其实那个时候，我心里是有点挣扎的，因为平常在教会里面，大部分时候都是我们在关心别人，而现在变成别人要来关心我们。
Honestly, I was a little bit hesitating at that time.Usually we are used to being the one who offer help in the church, but now we need others to care for us.
后来我发现说，为什么连我生命危在旦夕的时候，而我里面的骄傲还是这么大呢？
Then I realized how much pride I had, even when now I was on the brink of losing my life.
后来我们就决定那请那韦礼跟玉婷为我们发代祷信。
We then asked Tommy and Tina to send out a prayer request for us.
就没想到代祷信一发，教会还有各地的弟兄姐妹、家人还有朋友的关心还有帮助就不断的涌入。
We could not have imagined that once the request was out, all the care and help from brothers, sisters, family, friends in this church and everywhere else would come flooding to us.
教会为我们设立了祷告网。那并且安排弟兄姐妹为我们做饭食、接送孩子，还有清理家里。
A prayer chain was set up for us. Meals and rice were provided. Our house and yard got cleaned.
这对于当时需要在医院里面照顾我，还有在家里面照顾孩子的小薇来说，真的是非常非常大的帮助。
This was a huge help to Xiao Wei, who had to take care of me at the hospital as well as the kids at home.
那么在住院的那段时间呢？虽然我没有机会来读电子邮件
，During my hospital stay, I did not have any chance to read emails.
但是每次当小薇对我说某某人在为我们祷告，或者是寄卡片、打电话来鼓励我们的时候，那么我都会忍不住的想要哭。
But each time when Xiao Wei told me some of you were praying for us, caring for us through cards or phone calls, I could not hold back my tears.
那么我觉得我们实在是不配领受这么多的爱，但神却透过这么多爱我们、关心我们的人，将爱加在我们的身上。
I felt that we didn't deserve so much love, but God showered His love upon us through so many caring and loving people.
所以有好几次，当我躺在病床上准备要睡觉的时候，我都会因为感受到神好爱我而大哭。
Many times in the hospital before I went to sleep, I would burst into tears, because I felt that God loved me so very much.
我知道这在理性上是有点矛盾的，因为神正是那位容许这个痛苦临到我的神。
I know this somewhat conflicting in logic, because God is the one who allowed the suffering in my life.
但我坚信相信。神是一位赐福的神，不是一位降祸的神。
I firmly believe that God is a God of blessing, not of disaster.
他绝对不会忍心将这样的痛苦来临到任何一位他所爱的儿女身上，除非他有更深的美意在其中。
He will never ever allow suffering to happen to his beloved children unless it was for a better purpose.
在我住院的两个星期当中，我接受了两次的脊髓手术。
During my 2 weeks hospital stay, I went through 2 spine surgeries.
医生将我背部的 一节脊椎骨、切除，并用了一个、钛合金所做的一个支架来取代。
The doctor removed the tumor along with the T1 bone and replaced the T1 bone with a titanium cage.
并且将切除下的那个肿瘤呢拿去化验。
The tumor was sent for pathology analysis.
那么化验结果呢证实我所得的癌症呢是淋巴癌的第四期。那么这是属于一种急性的癌症，但是呢 化疗的药物却对它很有果效。
And the result confirmed that I had a stage 4 lymphoma, which is an aggressive type of cancer, but responds very well to chemotherapy.
那这是少数几种呢，能够被完是少数几种能够完全被治愈的癌症之一。
It is one of the few cancers that can be completely cured.
当然，纵使如此，我们仍然面临着一个非常大的一个难题，就是我们要怎么样来告诉我们在台湾的家人呢？
However, we still face a big challenge. That is how to tell our dear family in Taiwan.
那个时候，我的爸爸妈妈还有所有的家人都在台湾。
At that time, both my parents and other family members were all in Taiwan.
我想对他们来说，最大的煎熬就是他们天天为我们忧虑担心，但是却完全没有办法帮得上忙。
For them, the most difficult thing would be worrying so much for us every day, but not being able to do anything.
然而对我们而言，我们已经在一个极大的压力之下，而且又要担心他们会担心我们，所以无形之中就变成一个更大的压力。
Well, for us, we are on top of the extreme pressure. We were also very concerned about how they would take the news.And this created even more pressure on us.
而就在那个时候，神将一个意念放在我们的心里。
But at that time, God placed a thought within us.
就是将我们的家人来交托在神的手里，让他们不是用担心来关心我们，而是用祷告来支持我们。
Which was to entrust our dear family in God's hand and care, and ask that they would support us.Not with their worries, but with their prayers.
让他们与我们在这个困难当中一起来经历神。
So we could together experience God in this difficult journey.
那我的大儿子呢，很赞同我们的想法，他就自愿帮我们收集所有在台湾家人的 email.
Our son Josh was all for this and helped collect all the family members' email addresses.
那我们就开始跟他们互相写鼓励信，并且呢。并且呢，用圣经的经文来彼此的安慰。
We started to encourage each other through email with comforting words and Bible verses.
那么后来呢，我爸爸妈妈告诉我说，那自从我生病以后，他们每天晚上在睡觉之前都手牵手的为我祷告。
Later on, my parents told me, since hearing of my illness, every night before bedtime, they would hold hands and pray for us.
我爸爸半夜醒来的时候，他会跪在床边为我祷告。
When my dad woke up during the night, he would kneel by his bedside and pray for me.
当我每次问他们会不会担心我生病的事情，那他们。
When I asked them how worried they were about me,
他们不止一次的告诉我说，他们很。非常的相信我的生病必定有神最美好的旨意。
More than one time, they told us that they truly believed that God had a supreme purpose in all of this.
对于那时候正在生病的我来说，还有什么比我的家人能够起来信靠神，更能够安慰我的心
？To me, who was still in illness, what else can be more comforting than that they firmly trusting in God?
在我出院之后，接下来的就是为期五个月的化疗。
After I was discharged from the hospital, I started a 5-month chemotherapy.
而化疗呢，又分两种，一种是全身性的化疗，一种是脊椎穿刺的化疗。而每一种化疗都需要打六次。
Systematic chemotherapy, as well as spinal injection or lumbar puncture, 6 rounds each.
就在我做完第一次化疗之后的两个星期，我忽然之间发烧了。
About 2 weeks after my first chemotherapy, I developed a fever.
结果进了急诊室检查之后，发现我的白血球是零。
I was sent to the emergency and they found that my white cell count was zero.
也就是那个时候，我有可能被任何的病菌所感染。
Which means I had no defense against any germs.
结果呢，医生就把我送进了那个隔离病房接受治疗。
I was placed in an isolation room for treatment.
那么，谢谢。到了第二天，每一个来看我的医生和护士都对我说生日快乐。
The next day, every medical staff who came to me said happy birthday.
我才忽然间想起来，原来那天是我五十岁的大寿。
Then I realized, it was my 50th birthday.
那么很多人都说五十岁是一个大生日，需要好好的庆祝。
We all think that a 50th birthday deserves a special celebration.
那我想说，五十岁的生日能够在医院里面过，也算是蛮特别的嘛。
And I think I had mine in the hospital isolation room, which is special.
所以呢，我也感谢神让我度过一个安静而没有人知道的一个生日。
I was thankful that I could have a quiet birthday without anyone noticing.
结果没有想到，小薇下午回到医院，告诉我说，教会所有的弟兄姐妹都在为我过生日。
I didn't expect that when Xiao Wei came back that afternoon from home, she said that our dear brothers and sisters had something special for my birthday.
还送了三个大蛋糕到我们家，并且呢，为我们特别制作了一本纪念册，而里面呢，都是弟兄姐妹那个自己亲身设计的生日卡片，以及对我们鼓励的话。
There were 3 birthday cakes sent to our house and a scrapbook for me.With pages of specially designed birthday cards filled with encouraging messages.
那么有些弟兄姐妹呢，在晚上还用 Skype 与我们连线，来祝贺我生日快乐。
That evening, some brothers and sisters wished me happy birthday through Skype.
我真的非常非常感动弟兄姐妹对我们的爱心。
I was overwhelmed by your love.
只可惜我蛋糕一口都没有吃到，因为化疗的药物使我很反胃。
It is pity that I didn't have any of the cakes due to nausea.
结果蛋糕全部被我的孩子吃光了。
And my kids finished all the cakes.
就在我五十岁生日的第二天，我发现我的头发开始脱落了。
The day after my 50th birthday, I noticed that my hair started to fall out.
我想，与其回家让头发掉的到处都是，那不如在医院里面把它们一次解决光算了。
I figured that it was better to get rid of all of it right there in the hospital.
所以我就在病房的厕所里对着镜子拔头发。
So I looked in the mirror in the hospital bathroom and tried to comb out my falling hair as much as possible.
那么拔了一半，那么有一半，另外一半拔不掉的，小薇就帮我理掉。
And shall we shave the rest off?
那么，所以呢，我可以在五十岁人生下半场的第一天。就能够把过去的三千烦恼丝都除去，有一个新的开始，这也算是蛮有意义的。
So on the first day of the second half of my life, I had a fresh start by getting rid of all my hair.
还好我的女儿为我打了一顶毛线帽，要送给我做生日礼物。
Good thing my daughter Hannah wove me a hat for my birthday.
那么我就是戴着那顶毛线帽出院的。
I was wearing that hat when I was discharged.
那么在我开始做前几次化疗的时候，我们的确是走得蛮辛苦的。
It was indeed very tough for us during the first few rounds of chemotherapy.
那个时候呢，因为化疗的药物使我不但没有胃口，吃不下东西，甚至于连闻到食物的味道就想吐。
Due to the chemo medicine, I felt nauseous all the time and could not eat any food.
所以我的体重呢，一下掉了20磅，而且呢，全身的肌肉都萎缩了。
I lost about 20 pounds and all my muscles were wasting away.
我亲自体会到的那种非洲难民那种皮包骨的惨状。
I felt like I could very well identify with those underweight African refugees.
而且呢，不止如此，因为类固醇的药物的关系，让我有一段时间都会非常非常的低沉。
Not only that, I fell into depression from time to time due to the steroid medicine.
我早上不想起床，觉得人生没有意义。
I didn't want to get up in the morning and felt like my life was totally meaningless.
我真的感受到那种忧郁症的病人他们的痛苦。
I truly experienced the struggles the depression patients have.
那么小薇呢？看到我这样下去真的不行，他就挑战我，要我起来征战。
小薇 saw me like this and was determined to lift me up. She challenged me to rise up and battle.
要我靠着神的力量来胜过那个心中的害怕以及那种不舒服的感觉。
And by God's strength to overcome my fear, and my physical discomfort.
那么那个时候呢，我还真的被他说服了，所以呢，他就用小薇就用祷告、诗歌还有神的话语，把我的心提起来。
Indeed, she convinced me with prayers, praise song, and God's word. I was getting stronger in my heart.
并且呢，我吃不下去的东西呢，小薇就一口一口的喂我，把我的食量喂得越来越大。
When I could not take in food, she would spoon feed me.
那她还强迫我运动，带我出去散步，所以我就看到我的体重一天一天的回升，那么我的体力也越来越好。
She also insists on my exercising and on taking my daily walk, and I gradually gain back my weight and my physical strength.
等到我化疗完全结束之后呢，我的体重也完全恢复正常了。
When all the chemotherapy was finished, I have gained back all my previous weight.
那么我真的很感谢神赐给我这么爱我的一位妻子。那么这份恩情呢，真是神所赐给我最大的礼物。
I'm very grateful for my loving wife. She's one of the best gifts God has given me.
那么在我做化疗的期间，那么每一次小薇开车带我去医院的路上。
During my chemotherapy, every time when Xiaowei drove me to the hospital,
我看到那些在慢跑还有去上班的人，他们真的是，我真的看到说他们是那样的健康，那么样的自由。
I saw many people either jogging or on their way to work. They were so healthy and so free.
我真的心里好羡慕，我真的不晓得说我什么时候才能够回到像他们一样。
How I wish I could be like them again, but I did not know when I would be.
那么从前我没有生命的时候，我都不会感觉到说能够健康的活着，真的是神一个很大的恩赐。但是呢，我们常常把它当作理所当然。
Before I had cancer, I didn't see my health and my life as God's gracious gift. Instead, I take everything for granted.
所以就在我做完五个月的化疗之后，我那时候我心里真是好喜乐。
After my 5 month chemotherapy was finished, I was so joyful.
我记得在接下来的三个半礼拜的一个放射线治疗的过程当中，我每天都好期待因为我自己可以开车去医院。
I remember that in the following 3.5 weeks of radiation treatment, I was actually looking forward to it every day, because I could drive myself to the hospital.
那么沿路上呢，所看到的花草树木还有风景，都会让我激动的来向神发出赞美跟感恩。那这是我以前很少感受到的。
All the beautiful trees and flowers along the way will make me burst out praise and thanks to God. This is something that I really experienced before.
那么在我的生病的期间呢，有一位朋友借我一本书。
During my illness, a friend of mine lent me a book.
那么这本书的作者呢，访问了20-30个癌症的病患，他们在被治愈之后，那么他们的亲身体验以及内心的感受。
The author of the book interviewed around 30 cancer survivors about their experiences and perspectives.
我看到其中有一些人对他们生命的经历充满了消极，还有抱怨和苦读。
I find some of them are very negative, full of complaints and bitterness toward what they have been through.
但有一些人呢，却因着他生病而变得更加的感恩和喜乐。
While some others through their illness.Become more joyful and thankful.
那我在想，为什么会有这么大的差别呢？
I wonder why there's such a big difference.
后来我发现，癌症是一股非常非常巨大的力量。
Then I realized cancer has a huge power.
它不只足以摧毁一个人的身体以及他肉身的生命。
Not only can it destroy a person's physical body and physical life.
它也可以摧毁一个人的意志、心灵。以及他整个的人生。
It can also destroy His will, His mind, and His entire life.
但如果我们能够愿意让神在生病这件事情上面掌权的话
But if we let God be the Lord in our illness,
那么神就能够使用这股力量成为改变我们生命、提升我们心灵最好的工具。
Then this power becomes the best tool in God's hand to transform our life.
因为一个真实经历到其实死亡没有那么远的人，那么他就很容易的将他生命中的优先顺序调整过来，将时间放在最重要的事情上面。
When a person truly experiences that death is actually not that far away, he will better prioritize his life and invest his time on the most important thing.
那么一个真实意识到人的生命的确不长的人，那么他就更能够好好的珍惜他的生命，那么能够做更多爱人爱神更有意义的事情。
When a person truly realizes that his life is actually not that long, he would treasure each day and use it to love God and love people.
那么一个真实认识到其实自己的生命并不是在自己手里的人呢，那么他就更愿意将自己的生命交托给神，那么为神而活，并且活出一个比以前更丰盛的生命。
When a person truly understands his life is not in his own hands, then he will be able to commit himself more to God, to live for God, and to live more abundantly.
另外呢，神也能够使用生病这件看起来好像不太好的事情，而成为我们周围许许多多人的祝福。
Furthermore, God can use something bad, such as illness, and make a blessing to those around us.
因为呢。神是一位使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处的神。
For God works in all things for the good of those who love Him.
我很惊讶地发现，神在我生命的期间，默默地改变了许许多多我周围的人的生命。
I'm surprised to see that through my illness, God has changed the lives of many people around me.
我的生病呢，对我的三个孩子而言，的确是一个很大的冲击。
My illness was definitely a big blow to my three children.
但神呢，却使用这个困难使他们变得更加成熟。
But God has made them much more mature.
另外呢，许多弟兄姐妹都不约而同地跟我们分享说。
Also, many brothers and sisters have shared with us individually.
他们说到，当他们在祷告网上为我们祷告的时候，那么他们与跟神的关系就变得更加的亲近。
That through their constant prayers for us, they themselves became much more closer to God.
那这个都是我们原先所没有意想到的。
All of these were beyond our expectations.
那么有一位很有名的牧师叫做 John Piper.
There is a famous pastor named John Piper.
他在他得了射护腺癌，在准备要开刀的前几天呢，那么他写了一篇文章。
He wrote an article just before his surgery for prostate cancer.
题目叫做不要浪费你的癌症。
The title is Don't Waste Your Cancer.
我在生病的时候呢，读了这篇文章，对我的帮助非常非常的大。
I read this article during my illness and it helped me a lot.
我觉得我从我这个癌症的过程当中，真的是实在是从神那里得到太大太大的祝福。
I myself have received so many blessings from God through my experience of cancer.
我觉得我们可以把这个标题改为不要浪费你的困难，因为不是每一个人都会得到癌症。
I think we can change the title to Don't Waste Your Difficulties because not everyone will experience cancer.
但我们却不要去浪费我们每一天所遇到的大小困难。
However, we don't want to waste any difficulties we face each day, big or small.
因为每一个困难都是神用来改变我们的生命的工具，也是神所赐给我们一个化妆的祝福。
For each difficulty is a tool for God to transform our life. They are God's blessings in disguise.
那么前一阵子呢，我们全家到密歇根大学的音乐厅去听音乐会。
Not long ago, our family went to a concert in the University of Michigan's Hill Auditorium.
那当我听到一半的时候，我忽然之间有一个非常特别的感觉。
In the middle of the concert, a thought came to me.
我觉得，哇，这个音乐好美哦！那这整个音乐厅就是好漂亮哦！ 我真的好希望说能够永远的来浸淫在这样一个美丽的环境当中。
The music is so beautiful, and the concert hall is so magnificent. How I wish I could forever stay in this beautiful place.
然后就在这个时候，忽然间有一个意念进到飞进我的脑里，来提醒我说，那是不可能的，因为你是一个癌症的病人。
At this time, another thought popped into my mind and reminded me that is impossible because you are a cancer patient.
那就在我的心里开始要觉得有点感伤的时候
，Just when I began to feel sad,
神忽然之间开启我的眼睛，让我看到说，世上天堂才是我们永恒的家乡。那么在那里的音乐还有环境，不知道比这里要好美丽上，几千万倍。
God opened my eyes and reminded me that my eternal home is in heaven, and the music and the scenery there are far better than here.
那我的心呢，忽然之间变得好喜乐。
Then my heart was full of joy.
因为这个开启呢，让我对天堂，我们永恒的家乡，有了一个真实以及一个真实而且鲜明的一个盼望。
Because this insight brought me a true and vivid hope toward our eternal home in heaven.
盼望我们在地上的生命结束之后呢，那么我们可以和我们爱我们的主耶稣永远的同在。
A hope to be forever with our loving Lord Jesus when our earthly journeys end.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
你们知道我在整个生命的过程当中最大的体会是什么吗
？Do you know what was deep down in my heart throughout all this?
当我在住院期间，有一天星期天的下午，我和小薇都在病房里面睡午觉。
While I was still in the hospital, one Sunday afternoon, Xiaowei and I were taking a nap.
那忽然之间听到一个很大的敲门声，把我们两个都吵醒。
Suddenly, a loud knocking on the door woke us up.
那么小薇去开门一看，原来是史密斯牧师来看我们。
Xiaowei went to the door, and it was Pastor Smith.
Good job, Pastor Smith.
做得好，史密斯牧师。
那么，但是呢，史密斯牧师呢，带来一个令人鼓舞的一个消息。
Pastor Smith brought us an encouraging message.
他说，当教会弟兄姐妹在一起为我们祷告的时候，他感受到了那种合一的感觉。
He told us that when brother and sister were praying together for us, he felt a strong sense of unity.
那么许多弟兄姐妹在祷告会当中放下彼此的成见和心结，手连手心连心的在为我们祷告。
Many brothers and sisters in the prayer meeting laid aside their personal opinions or even conflicts and prayed for us hand in hand with one heart.
我听了以后非常的感动。
I was very touched.
我发现合一的力量是何等的大。
I realized how great the power of unity is.
同心的祷告是何等蒙神垂听。
And how God has answered the prayer with one heart.
我看见你们因着爱，爱我这位在垂死边缘的弟兄，而愿意放下一切的不同。
I saw that because of your love, to love me, a dying brother, you're willing to set aside all your personal differences.
那么同心合意的为我们祷告，同心合意的来向我们伸出援手。
You pray in unity for us and reach out in unity to us.
那我的生命就是因着你们的同心而被拯救回来。
My life was saved through your unity.
我们今天能够站在这里来与你们分享，就是你们的合一所产生的力量最好的明证。
Today I can stand here and share with you. This is the greatest proof of the power of unity from all of you.
当我得了癌症之后，我真切地体会到人的生命是何等的短暂。
After I had cancer, I truly realized how short the earthly life is.
而且仅此一生。
And that we live it only once.
所以我更珍惜每一天的生命。
So I treasure each day of my life even more.
更珍惜神放我在我周围的每一个关系。
And treasure each relationship God has placed around me.
就在这么短暂，而且仅此一生的生命当中，神将我们放在一起。
In this short life that we only live once, God puts us together.
放在这个属灵的大家庭当中，彼此成为弟兄姐妹。
In this big spiritual family as brothers and sisters.
是什么使我们无法珍惜彼此在一起的关系呢？
What makes us fail to cherish our relationship?
是什么使我们彼此分隔呢？
What causes our division?
是什么使我们抓住弟兄姐妹的过犯不放，不愿意原谅呢？
What makes us still hold grudges against each other and become unforgiving?
是什么使我们不愿意放下自己，来承认自己的错误，来请求对方的饶恕？
What makes us not willing to humble ourselves, confess our wrongs, and ask for forgiveness?
是彼此的伤害太大，还是成见太深，以致我们没有办法互相的来化解呢？
Is the hurt from the past too deep, or the prejudice among us too wide that we could not reconcile with each other?
但是弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
But dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们真的看见我们生命是多么短的话，那么这一切的成见和伤害就在我们的生命当中，就在我们的生命当中就不再有任何的地位。
If we truly see that how short our life is, then all the hurts or prejudices will no longer have any place in our life.
如果我们真的知道我们很快就要去见主的面的话，那么就没有任何的冲突和隔阂是过不去的。
If we truly realize that we will soon see the Lord face to face, then any conflict or misunderstanding can be let go in love.
在一个家庭当中，冲突的发生是难免。
There will always be some hurts or conflicts in a family.
但神的旨意呢，却是要我们在主的爱里彼此认罪，彼此饶恕。
But God's will for us is to confess our sins to each other and forgive each other in His love.
我们愿意对神说，神啊，愿你的旨意成就吗？
Are we willing to say, Lord, may your will be done?
你愿意吗？
Will you?
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我感谢你，让我在生命的期间领受了教会弟兄姐妹这么多的爱。
Dear Lord, I thank you for all the love that I have received from my dear brothers and sisters during my illness.
是你将爱放在我们的当中，使我们成为一个大家庭。
It is because of your love for us and among us that we can be here as a big family of love.
主啊，我们求你让我们能够在你的爱里合一。
Lord, we pray that you keep us continue to be one in your love.
使你的名能够借着我们的合一而得到荣耀。
So that your name is glorified through our unity.
我们感谢你，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
谢谢大家。